Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to our podcast mini-series on the 7 dynamic digital prospecting tactics. Today, we're going to talk about tactic number 5, white paper engagement. Kirk, take it away.
Hey, everybody. White papers are a really important part of creating brand depth, as I refer to it so many times in my writings and so many times on our podcast. And brand depth is really about establishing credibility. And if you're an advisor who says you're really good and you do this, that, and the other thing, and you really work well with this particular type of audience, a white paper is an incredible way to establish that credibility and have it be instant. And I often tell advisors it doesn't necessarily matter if somebody actually downloads and reads the entirety of your white paper. What's important is that you have one. It's well done. It's well positioned. And so if you want to figure out how to write a white paper, which probably at this point is a little bit overwhelming, it's not nearly as difficult as you think. And that's mostly in part because we've created a white paper on it called Anatomy of a White Paper. And we will guide you, will guide you through the process of writing your own white paper.
We also have a couple of good resources, right? Through our network, you have some friends of yours who can actually help advisors write the white paper if they need it. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two people that we have on our short list. One is Jean Klimowski. She owns a company called Wavelength Financial. So you can reach her, or you can visit her site at wavelengthfinancial.com, or you can email Jean at jk@wavelengthfinancial.com. Jean does custom writing. She also has a small library of papers, which she will be building. She's an excellent person to reach out to. Another one is Dane Ulf. His company is called Advisor Research Group. You can reach Dane at Dane, D-A-N-E, at advisorresearchgroup.com. And Dane has a kit that comes with each white paper, which is pretty impressive. And that's the reason we're recommending him. There are lots of companies who offer white papers alone. I believe these two people are better positioned to help advisors and create a more authentic experience and one that has more depth. So you're welcome to reach out to either of those two people.
And we'll make sure those are in the podcast notes. And Dane was a guest on the Top Advisor Marketing podcast, not the mini series that we're doing right now, but on a regular podcast. All right. Number 2 is we do recommend that you write one white paper at least semi-annually. So that means you're going to try to write 2 a year. And make sure you publish it to your website. Now, I learned this from Kirk a little while ago, and this was a huge game changer for a number of our clients. When you write a white paper and you have it published and it's graphically designed and it looks fantastic, you should have it be a pop-up, not an obtrusive one or an annoying one, but a pop-up on your website that is a call to action for people to download the podcast. Much like that sound that you just had, Kirk, that was awesome. That sounded like a pop-up. So with that, that was cool. Well timed too. That way, when people do download the white paper, what'll happen is you'll be able to capture their information. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do after you capture their information. But make sure you publish it on your website. It's a great, great way to drive traffic to your website and also capture some information. Kirk, what's number 3?
Yeah, it's important that when you're promoting that, like you said, a pop-up, but you also want to have it somewhere in the footer of your page. So it should show up on every page that white paper is available for download. And as you bring on new papers, you can either have multiple papers highlighted, so 2 side by side, or you can do feature and say other white papers here in a resource area. So there's lots of options with your website as you grow. So point number 3 is that when you have a white paper, it doesn't do you a lot of good. I mean, it does some good as a credibility, but it'll do even more for you if you push that white paper out into the world. And how do you do that? 2 ways. The first one is you share it through social media. So you want to share that probably 2 to 4 times a month. If you share that thing every day, you're going to drive people nuts. So do not do that. But if you share it about, once every week or every 2 weeks, that ought to be enough for people to see it over a couple months span of time. Email is another great. When you do publish your white paper, it's always a good idea to let everybody know it's on your email list that you've indeed done that, and give them the option of downloading it. Because you already have their email address, you may want to just provide a link. I'd say provide a link versus an attachment, because if you provide a link, you can probably check track how many people actually clicked on it and who did. And that's another good way to get your white paper out there. Just be considerate. You know, if you already have their email, don't ask them to give your email again, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
The Centers of Influence piece, which is the next step here, which is number four, could quite possibly be one of the hidden gems of this podcast. If you write a white paper that's specifically on the top 10 mistakes that retirees make pre-retirement, and one of the topics that you talk about is one of the big mistakes that they have is that they don't have their estate in order, make sure that you share this with your local estate planning attorney who's a friend of yours. Ask them to share it. Even better, you can quote them in it, interview them, actually take a snippet of their thought leadership, because that way they're going to be even more likely to share it. But Centers of Influence is like white papers. It adds to your credibility and it makes their bench look really, really deep. Anything else on that one, Kirk?
No, you read my mind. I was going to add the idea that you could get a quote, one of your centers of influence in the paper. You have to be careful if you decide you're going to have them co-author it, because you may push away other centers of influence, but you could quote them and other professionals inside of your paper if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But be careful about that one, because you don't want to damage relationships. But I think it is it's definitely a worthwhile thing to consider. So are we on to number five here?
Yes, sir.
So number five is, when you push out a new white paper and people start engaging in it, it's a good idea to have some kind of a follow-up, triggered automatic or automated email follow-up system. That doesn't have to be a string of 20 emails. It could be just a couple. The more valuable or the more times that white paper is downloaded, so the more engagement you get, you may want to consider a more sophisticated email sequence. And that email sequence can lead to other things. Eventually, it may just lead to, you know, put them on my email newsletter list that I send out quarterly. That could be ultimately where the trigger ends up. But depending on how valuable your audience thinks this paper is, and you'll know that by how many times it gets downloaded, you may want to put more time and effort into it. So if something goes viral and it becomes one of those interesting opportunities, spend more time on the nurture sequence. And the nurture sequence has to have value. Do not think that just putting some 5-minute email, as in this only took me 5 minutes to come up with the idea and I'll push that out. People don't want that colloquial kind of approach to an email nurture sequence. What they want is, can you add more value? Can you break down what you talked about into more specifics? So give them good facts and valuable content in that email nurture sequence. Do not just put something together really quickly and think that they'll care, because that's not how it works, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You know, I've gotten nurture sequences, and I know they're nurture sequences from businesses that I follow, and I love when they're providing me with more free stuff, good advice. Now, there is going to be an ask in there, because, I mean, it is a sales tool. But you got to make sure that the ask isn't what's top of mind, that the ask is something that's buried in there. All right. Well, that was tactic number five of the 7 dynamic digital prospecting tactics. Today we talked about white papers. Now, please make sure that you look at the show notes, because everything that Kirk and I talked about today, all of the links, like the download of the anatomy, the white paper is there. The email addresses for Gene and for Dane are going to be in there. The podcast link back to the podcast when we talk to Dane, all of that will be in there, and make sure that you have a chance to download it. So for Kirk Lowe and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.